to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hurricane Milton upgraded back to a Category 5 storm and barreling toward Florida's west coast. It's expected to make landfall late tomorrow. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says state and federal aid is in place.
Almost every place on the west coast of Florida could get major storm surge.
But Milton will also move across the state with hurricane force winds. Two residents in Orlando voicing their concerns.
I'm scared because you never know how it's going to give it to us.
Their biggest fear right now, power outages. Not really floods.
Crews are standing by. Gas Buddy, though, estimates 1,300 gas stations in Florida have run out of fuel. Former President Trump's campaign events in Florida canceled today due to Hurricane Milton. His running mate, J.D. Vance, was in Michigan. Israel's prime minister urging the Lebanese people to help sideline Hezbollah and take back their country. Israeli forces are expanding ground operations in Lebanon and still vowing to respond to Iran's missile attacks last week. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is setting a 10-year deadline for cities across the country to replace their lead pipes. The move aims to make drinking water safe for more Americans.
There's no safe level of lead exposure, period. None. The only way forward is to replace every lead pipeline and connect the American people to clean water.
Biden made the announcement today in Milwaukee, which has been slowly removing lead pipes for years. That work has accelerated under the Biden-Harris administration. Wisconsin school superintendent has a challenger in the next election. Jeff Wright is the superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District. Wright is the first person to step up to challenge Jill Underly. The election is April 1st. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Coast Guard was mobilized at Myers Beach and Bayfield over the weekend to rescue two kayakers who had capsized. According to a social media post by the Coast Guard, there were eight kayakers out on the water when two of them capsized and were forced to grab onto another person's kayak to stay above the water. The group was unable to get back to shore on their own and decided to call authorities for assistance. Both of the capsized kayakers were rescued, and everybody was taken back to shore uninjured. A tree that's traveled further than nearly any human in history has been planted in Dunn County. The Dunn County Historical Society was chosen by NASA to participate in their Moon Tree program, which saw the seedling for the tree travel around the moon and back before being given to the Historical Society. Officials from the Dunn County Historical Society say they were chosen because they'll be able to keep the tree alive and use it as an educational tool. The seedling they received was on NASA's Artemis 1 space launch. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
A Badger named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin Badgers Trek Kekahuna named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Six catches and two touchdowns against Purdue. Head coach Luke Fickell says running back Tywee Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tywee an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish, you know, and even, you know, being physical at that. I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Dobbs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jair Alexander says Dobbs is one of their best receivers.
I always want to go against Dobbs. I mean, dude's freaking really good. I mean, he come in his rookie year not catching a single pass on me, and now he's in contested. We're going up for 50-50 balls now. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in. I mean, he catches 100 balls just more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers' Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Frosty again tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s. And around 70 to the low 70s for Thursday with lots of sun. Cooler for Friday and the weekend. Currently it's 59 degrees. 98 Q Country.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smile and that midnight laugh. She's giving. Cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a
on the planet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Shining down on me and you.
Take one step forward and up two steps back. I couldn't walk a straight line, even if I wanted to. I wanna love somebody like you. Oh, here we go now. Oh. Hey, woman, baby. Oh, sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody like you. I'm ready to love somebody, love somebody.
Keith Urban on 98Q Country. That one was Somebody Like You. Someone in the NFL got fired. Someone connected to a prominent former Packer. Don't Google it. Find out who I'm talking about in a couple minutes after this one. It's Austin from Dasha on 98Q Country. Talking Packers in 10.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here. Wash up in Austin. Hell of a bluff. You had me believing. How many months did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. You go back, go bash. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
guys, I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98 Q Country.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Shania Twain yet again here on 98Q Country. Whose bed have your boots been under? Austin from Dasha before that one. And of course, I mentioned we've got a piece of NFL news to bring you here on 98Q Country, your home of Green Bay Packers football. This one's not about the Packers, but there is a prominent former Packer involved. We're talking about the Jets. They have fired head coach Robert Saleh, the first head coach firing of the 2024-25 NFL season. Who's up next? Well, there's a couple potential candidates, but we know it might be a fair bit because no one was looking quite as ugly as the Jets. There are worse records out there in the league, but it was pointed out recently that the point total through five games for Aaron Rodgers was the same as it was for Zach Wilson last year, which is not the only metric of success for an offense. But the fact is, Rodgers' numbers are the worst they've ever been through the first five games of any given season since he started as a starter for the Packers in 2008. So 16 or 17 years worth of statistics minus injury time have never looked this bad for Aaron Rodgers. And I think that is about as big of an indictment as you can really get for a coach. Aaron Rodgers is undoubtedly a Hall of Famer. He is among the top all-time quarterbacks. To say he's any more than top five, I think, would really be a matter of more argument than I'm willing to get into. And yes, I think there's a difference between most talented quarterback and most successful quarterback, Mr. Brady. That said, if he can't get the job done playing up to his caliber, which he hasn't been doing, then absolutely coaching staff adjustments need to be made. Whether he even has been playing up to his caliber is a matter of huge debate, but it doesn't seem that the ownership of the Jets are willing to hear that discussion. Everything pointing to basically Saleh was walked out of the building, not by security, but he would have expected a lot of sources, especially Adam Schefter and ESPN, reporting that Saleh was a little bit surprised not to be given a final warning, you know, improve or you're gone. It just started with you're gone. So it looks like the interim head coach will be Jeff Ulbrich from their staff, who might end up as their permanent head coach. Who knows? A quick-witted ex-user, formerly Twitter, by the name of that_Hertz, pointed out that with Bill Belichick available, the Jets could do, quote, the funniest thing ever. Keep an eye on that vacancy. Keep an eye on the Jets to see what their trajectory will be for the rest of this season. Rodgers, good luck out there, man. I thought you might be able to do it. You haven't been doing it this year. Hopefully someone else can help you do it. That's probably the end of Talking Football today on 98Q Country. We'll dive into some community reminders after a check of the weather and a word from local sponsors, plus a few country tunes. We do country music here. We're 98Q Country, WCQM.
Hello, this is Lena from the Northern Pines. Stop in for lunch Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 11:30 to 2:30 and receive your senior discount or a military discount.
Get ready to hit the books with a special back-to-school deal from D&D Tire and Auto Center. Enjoy 10% off oil changes and tire rotations. Plus, they offer truck accessories, full engine work, and now marine and power sports service, plus towing. Schedule your service today by calling 715-762-2525 or stop in to D&D Tire and Auto Center on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Your essential stop for worry-free fall color drives.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Frosty again tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid 60s. And around 70 to the low 70s for Thursday with lots of sun. Cooler for Friday and the weekend. Currently it's 59 degrees.
98Q Country.
Alabama on the boombox, baby. About to get a little boondock.
Let's go.
about a mile or so down the county road.
Country.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready. So innocent, pure and sweet, American honey. There's a wild
for so long now. I gotta get back to her somehow. To American honey. Mm, yeah, yeah. Ooh, there's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Oh, I miss those days as the years go by. Oh, nothing sweeter than summertime.
Country.
Well, we were sitting on a truck bed when it started raining. She said, I don't mind. Got her dancing in a white sundress. Couldn't even find one dry thread. My oh my. I didn't know what I was getting into. Drive was just two, 'cause a girl like her on a night like this make a man wanna stay right where he is. A shovel in the way, your green eyes are glowing, I'm holding on tight, praying and hoping this truck battery dies, so the road's too muddy to drive. Wanna stay right here all night, if the good roads will and that creek will rise. Well, next thing I know, have my blue jeans hanging on a tree limb. She was smiling at me, pulling me in out with the creek bend, bends in the yellow moonlight, making fishing in the dark come to life. Storming, I was falling fast through the Nurnhart, Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that sundress, and the radio won't even let me tell you the rest. 'Cause a girl like her on a night like this make a man wanna stay right where he is. A shovel in the way, your green eyes are glowing, I'm holding on tight.
Something. 98 Q Country.
Sitting in six lane backed up traffic, horns are honking, I've about had it, I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little grass
travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down about forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist and a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
That's Rodney Atkins, Take a Back Road. And we're going to take a look at some local sports information. We've been talking NFL and, of course, Packers left and right since about 4 o'clock. Time to set them to rest, likely until tomorrow. Instead, we'll take a look at our very own local teams up in Butternut. The Lady Midgets yesterday took on the Washburn Castle Guards, which, forgive me, Washburn listeners, I was not aware that you guys had the coolest mascot name in the state. And not to knock anybody, I bleed green, yellow, black, and white. I am a Screaming Eagle at heart, graduated from one of the first, I think I was the third graduating class of Screaming Eagles. It's who I am. But the Castle Guards, that's just cool. The JV started out the night for the Lady Midgets, winning 25-13, losing 20-24, and then coming back to take the third set, 15-11. Nice job, girls. Taylor Furtak led the night with 7 kills. Virginia Augustine with 3 assists. Lindsay Kennedy with 3 ace serves. And Kennedy and Virginia both had 5 digs apiece. The first set, the ladies were doing some nice setups for the hitters. The second set, they lost a little bit of that momentum, but brought it back in the third set and found the win. Then Varsity lost the first set 14-25, won the second set 25-22, won the third set 25-15, lost the fourth set 22-25. We're 2-2 here, and took the final set 15-5. Congratulations, Lady Midgets. Caitlin Bebo led the night with 11 kills. Kendra Pritzel had 9. Allie Luloff had 8. Lizzie Pritzel led in assists with 16. Gianna Naring came in with 11. Lizzie led in ace serves as well with 8. Josie Wegner came in with 4. Gianna Naring led the night with 19 digs to Josie's 13. The Midgets started out slow, then found their groove, lost a little again in the fourth, but were able to rally back for the win. The Knights conference record moves to 5-2 and 14-9 overall. They'll travel to Bayfield on Thursday. Thank you so much, Coach Pritzel, for sending info over on the Lady Midgets, and congratulations on some hard-fought victories for both Varsity and JV. We'll talk more about local sports between 6 and 7, and I'll check in one more time before top-of-the-hour news at 6, like we have every hour. Right now, though, this one's for the girls. Martina McBride on 98Q Country.
This is for all Country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yes, she knew every word by heart
She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, I bought her around and we talked till the lights came on. I still see that girl every time. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, she had me.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot party.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music.
Thank you.
That was Dwight Yoakam on WCQM with Guitars Cadillacs. I've got more country music for you, but after top of the hour news at 6, I'll be revealing yet again the word of the day to qualify for the Backyard Barbecue Text to Qualify contest. In the meantime, here's Luke Combs on 98Q Country, one number away.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone praying that it rings? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just want to hear. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go, I see your face in my brain, dialing up everything I wanna say. But I'm still one number away. Are you stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lip? Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station or replacing our favorite song? Well, maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing what takes to outrun the storm. But I'm almost out that door, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face in my brain. I just wanna hear your voice, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess, girl. I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go, I see your face in my brain.
Q Country.
Staring at you, taking off your makeup.
my shoulder. You don't look a day over fast cars and freedom. That sunset, a riverbank, first time feeling.
This is jail.
No, 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 no. You and fast cars and freedom.
Smile.